kitabını ben bilim çektikten iki geçtiğe. Kitabı verilen iki tepkisi iki yer, yine aklımları verirsin. Tezadır dağdıktan açtaktaysın ayağı, geçer yiyem değil yani. Ezzet tane yaratan 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 yaratan
Everything is the best, is a continuum. The man is that it is important as the leader of God to Tadim,
evidence of the basis of the recognition that it all depends to make between providence and the good. If you find a providence, then it is good and that's good. It's perfect to be on the steps and our moments. And in this case, it's a very clear case that Moses finding providence is good and sick. And by whatever means, Moses realized he could not be faithful to God's word. And I don't have time to develop how the relationship that could have come about. Remember, though, that Joseph never had to choose between owning himself as an Israelite and his position in power. He never had to make that choice. He openly owned himself to be the son of Jacob. He openly owned himself as belonging not to the Egyptians, but belonging to the Israelites and the Israelites. He never had to make a choice. Moses had to make a choice. He had to choose where he would stand. And listen, here's the application. In other we are placed in a position where we must choose between being alive with the Spirit and alive with the people of God. We must not hesitate to take this decision. We must align things with the people of God. Our love must be trust with Christ and the believing. Now, in order to review this, God faces this decisive action by Moses under a microscope to say us, what's going on inside it? What are the dynamics of it? And what we see is that Moses chose to accept one thing and chose to reject another. In this decision, he was consciously choosing to accept one path, consciously choosing to reject another. He chose to accept the suffering of affliction with the people of God. He took his place among the afflicted and mistreated. Yes, he is choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God. When Moses made this decision, he became a member of an enslaved people. He was not going to be prey. His rights were not limited to non-existent. His right to be high. His right to be very unfair. As a matter of course, he would be taken and back to God. He would be spoken against, and he would be treated with contempt. But I submit to you that Moses didn't know the half of it. At this point, you could only see that he was going to suffer affliction with the people of God as a member of the Egyptians. He thought that he recognized that he was their deliverer, not the man with open eyes. He didn't get that, I get it. And even then, if he was trying to lead them out of the land of Egypt, they finally got in the picture and they prayed to them, this man Moses leading them. Now, not 2 days out in the wilderness, they let him come. So he not only suffered affliction with the people of God at the hands of the Egyptians, but he was going to suffer affliction at the hands of the Israelites. I want to urge us to make a very personal application here. Are you willing to cast our lot and be part of as belonging to the people of God? The troubles can be great. Remember some of the things that we thought Moses in the wilderness. He was often treated with contempt. Often he tries to live against him. In the rebellion of biri erkek şahit derler yükledikten. Seni yeniden çıkı işaret derler. Dedim ne dedi saatini, dedim güzel saatini ye, akşam sinisiyle yattı. Dedim erkek şahit çıktı. Dedim güzel saatini. And then you don't understand, it is a crisis, that's why they didn't touch the medicine. It is an empty crisis. And the marriage is sad. The true nature of that is such a crisis yet. And it is existing, and it is existing. And it's only true the rationality is acting. Right? And it is kind of direct and addition to this in a time. He says not to be practiced on a fair status, he did that. He did not, he says, except that person with the people of God, he sees the passion and practice of sins of God. And I touch that as that it is that he might obtain fear and greater riches. He esteems and he takes a price greater riches than the treasures. And here's the state of the mystery of the kingdom. The state of it in multiplication. The mystery of the kingdom is seen in the fact that so many spiritual realities of the kingdom appear to us in the form of a paradox. You see your life by using it. If you seek to preserve your life, if you present to keep your life, you really is another example. Your fear is another example. The reproach of Christ is great riches. It seems to be a paradox. It's kind of like saying poverty is not. Now there's truth in that statement. Poverty right? And we understand that that is a paradoxical statement that might be used to say a surprising experience. And the virtues of suffering that it takes at Christ, that seems on the surface to be a paradox. But these paradoxical statements that I hear, at least in this case, it's not meant to be a statement of hyperbole in the sense that it's exaggerated. It's not to say that the universe, the reality of the situation. And the reality of the situation is that the reproach of Christ is greater than this. That our reproach is greater. And again, we're going to look at this in more detail. Actually, I'm going to be preaching next week, so I've got to get out and I'm going to be preaching today. Now, God has divided for the Jews so that Moses received the new church of Christ. Christ did not yet be revealed. Christ did not yet come. And commentators make the point of this. There's something of a debate that goes on in the commentaries. And now the writer to the Jews is saying he chose the reproach of Christ, and Christ did not yet come. I think that that's an issue that I'm seeing on with that. The first one is that the revelation of the reproach of Christ is still not as developed as it needed to be later under Moses' ministry. He has not been received under the law, it's not yet been given. Yet we shall not say ignorant that the coming seed of the living, the promised seed of Abraham, that they're not other than the concept of the Christ. The concept of the Christ, of the Messiah, is very limited in its definition, in its very subtlety. But yet there is something of the glory of the future Messiah known to them. But I think that the primary reason sevdiklerine sevdiklerim. Sana bu hadiyatını verin. Yardımı tarih ister. Kitleri tarih ister.
Every time it comes to Thank you.